your union with Christ and part two.
Well, good morning.
早上好.
Good to have you here today.
非常高兴你们今天在这里.
I was supposed to be here 2 weeks ago.
我应该其实在两星期以前就来讲这篇. So,
thank you, Pastor Lee, for your flexibility.
也非常谢谢李牧师, 你能够协调.
My pastor was ill.
我那个教会的牧师, 他生病了.
And was in the hospital.
他在医院.
And so he asked me on Saturday if I could preach.
所以说在上星期的时候, 他就在上,
or maybe it was Friday. No, pretty close.
在那次的星期五的时候, 他就问我能不能替代他。
So I started texting Pastor Elijah and Nan and saying, can we switch it around?
所以我就问了李牧师和杨楠, 我们能不能改换一下时间?
My pastor is better now.
我们教会的牧师现在已经好多了。
His name is Pastor Gear.
他名叫, Gail 牧师。
Gary Gear is his name.
Gary Gear.
So, a little over, I think I've mentioned him for prayer before. A little over 5 years ago, he was diagnosed with colon cancer.
在五年, 大约5年以前, 他诊断出什么, 直肠癌啊。
Sorry. He had surgery.
他动过手术。
Pretty major surgery.
非常严重, 大的手术。
And he lives with a permanent colostomy.
里面,
the Dr. Lang, Dr. Jeffrey, what are
you doing?
So he still gets infections from time to time in his body.
他时不时他的身体内有时候会有炎症。
So they don't even know the source of those. So sometimes this comes up, and it's very frustrating for him, honestly.
有时候会知道那个源头在哪里，但有时候不知道，所以说非常的沮丧。
So thank you for your flexibility, so I could serve there and serve here today.
那感谢大家，大家的灵活性，我能够上次在我们教会，就是今天能够到这里来。
Jesus Christ is never going to die again.
耶稣基督他不会再死。
Do you believe that?
你相信吗?
Yeah, I believe that too.
我也相信。
Because he is never going to die again, I never have to live in sin again.
就是因为他已经不会再死, 所以我也不会再需要在最终存活。 我不需要人活在最终。
Jesus is never going to die again.
耶稣基督不会再死。
I never have to live in sin.
我不需要再活在最终。
That doesn't mean that I'm never going to sin.
这不意味着我不会再犯罪。
But I don't have to live in it.
但我不需要活在其中。
This is the big idea of today's text.
这就是今天要所讲的大的题目。
Jesus never is going to die again.
基督耶稣不会再死。
I never have to live in sin.
我也不需要人活在罪中。
It doesn't have to be my normal.
这并不需要是我的常气。
So if you're not already there, turn in your Bibles please to Romans chapter 6.
如果你有圣经的话, 请你翻到罗马书第六章。
We are working our way through this chapter together.
我们在一点点的一起学习这一章节。
Lord willing, I'll be back here in a few weeks and we'll take the next piece.
可能几星期以后我会再来, 那我们可以再继续学下去。
What shall we say then? Are we to continue in sin so that grace may increase? May it never be. How shall we who died to sin still live in it? Or do you not know that all of us who have been baptized into Christ Jesus have been baptized into his death? Therefore, we have been buried with him through baptism into death, so that as Christ was raised from the dead through the glory of the Father, so we too might walk in newness of life.
罗马书第六章，这里是第一节到第一节开始。这样怎么说呢？我们可以人在罪中，叫恩典显多吗？断乎不可。我们在罪上死的人，岂可人在罪中活着呢？岂不知我们这受洗归入基督耶稣的人，是受洗归入他的死吗？所以我们借着洗礼归入死，和他一同埋葬，原是叫我们一举一动有新的身体，有新的样式，像基督借着父的荣耀从死里复活一样。
For if we have become united with him in the likeness of his death, certainly we shall also be in the likeness of his resurrection, knowing that our old self was crucified with him, in order that our body of sin might be done away with, so that we would no longer be slaves to sin. For he who has died is freed from sin. Now if we have died with Christ, we believe that we shall also live with him.
我们若在他死的形状上与他联合，也要在他复活的形状上与他联合，因为知道我们的旧人和他同定十字架，使罪身灭绝，叫我们不再做罪的奴仆。因为已死的人脱离了罪，我们若是与基督同死，就信必与他同活。
Knowing that Christ, having been raised from the dead, is never to die again, death no longer is master over him.For the death that he died to sin once for all, but the life that he lives to God. Even so, consider yourselves to be dead to sin, but alive to God in Christ Jesus.
因为知道基督既从死里复活，就不再死，死也不再做他的主。他死是像罪死了，只死有一次；他活是像神活着。这样，你们像罪也当看自己是死的，像神在基督耶稣里却当着自己。
We talked about this last time I was here.
我们在上次我在这里的时候，我们曾经谈到。
So let's review for a little bit.
那我们一起来回顾一下。
You are greatly benefited through your union with Christ's death.
那你与基督在死里的联合呢，是有益处的。
What exactly does this union with Christ mean?
那何谓这个与基督联合呢？
Michael Barrett writes, The basic significance of this spiritual act is that it creates a vital, intimate union with the Savior himself. Although the mechanics of this union remain an inexplicable mystery to the finite mind, it is nonetheless a real union. The implications of this union boggle the mind and would be unbelievable if they were not the authoritative assertions of God himself.
Michael Barrett他曾经写到过，这种属灵行为的基本意义就是，他与救主本人建立了至关重要的，并且是亲密的一种结合。尽管这种结合的它的机制对于有限的我们的头脑来说，仍然是一种非常莫名的奥妙，但它仍然是一个真正的结合。这种结合的含义真是非常令人的惊讶。如果不是信上帝自己的自己权威主张，这将是令人难以置信。
Are you a Christian?
你是基督徒吗？
Have you trusted Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior?
你信靠主耶稣是你的救主吗？
If you have, a number of things happen all at one time.
如果你是的话，很多事情就在那一瞬间就发生了。
You were justified.
你是被称义的。
You were sanctified positionally.
你是从位置上来说你是成圣的。
You were reconciled to God.
你与神是和好的。
You were adopted.
你是被收养的。
Into the family of God.
被收养到神的家庭。
You were regenerated.
你也是重生的。
You had been dead and now you're alive.
因为你曾经死过，现在你。
Spiritually.
是灵里的复活。
All of this happened the moment you got saved.
所有这些都是在那一瞬间就发生了。
If you're not sure that you're saved,
如果你还不确信你是被拯救的，
I would love to talk to you about that. So would Pastor Lee.
我和李牧师都非常会非常愿意的与你交谈。
So what a number of people sitting around you today.
也有很多其他的人在这里坐着。
You can know that you know that you know that you're saved.
你能够知道你的的确确的的确确你是被拯救的。
And if you're saved, you have this union with Christ.
如果你是被救的，那你就在基督耶稣里与他联合。
The Bible says here and in other places you were crucified with Christ.
在这里啊，还有其他的章节里面曾经提到过，你被钉十字架，你与基督一起被钉十字架。
Galatians chapter 2 and verse 20 says that.
在加拉太书里面就曾经提到过。
You were buried with Christ. This text mentions this.
这里提到你与基督同被埋葬。
You were raised with Christ.
你与基督同被复活。
And you're seated with Christ in the heavenly places.
你与基督也同坐在天上的国里。
These are spiritual realities.
这就是灵里的现实。
As this text is talking about today.
这也就是这里经文所谈论的。
We live 2,000 years after Jesus.
我们在耶稣死后现在2000多年这样的生活的。
So how could it be that we were crucified with him?
那我们怎么可能与他同钉十字架呢？
I'm kind of back to this. This is a mystery.
这是一个奥秘。
But it's real, it's true. 但这又是真实的，现实的。I mean, the text that we're talking about today is an encouraging text.
今天我们所讲的经文是一段非常鼓舞人心的经文。
Every Christian knows the disappointment every Christian knows the reality of disappointing God.
我们每个基督徒都知道我们怎样在神面前我们有时候会灰心。
How do you feel when you've sinned?
你犯罪的时候你自己的感觉是怎样的？
I feel terrible.
我感觉上非常糟糕。
Turn over to Romans chapter 7.
让我们翻到罗马书的第七章。
Verse 24。
第七章。第二十四节。
Our English users use the NIV, right? Is that true?I thought so. Look at verse 24. Wretched man that I am, who will set me free from the body of this death?
第七章二十四节，我真是苦啊！谁能救我脱离这取死的身体呢？
Wretched man.
苦啊！
Wretched woman, wretched girl, wretched boy, wretched person.
我们真的在这世上都很苦，我们是苦。
Wretched. Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me.
在奇异恩典里面就唱到过，那奇异的恩典，怎么就来救我这样一个不配的苦人。
This is how we feel. This is how genuine Christians feel when they've disappointed God.
这就是大多数基督徒他们在使神失望的时候，他们的亲身的感觉。
And this is when you need to preach the gospel to yourself.
这也是为什么你要对你自己要传福音。
You need to remind yourself of the truths of the gospel.
你要告诉自己福音的真理到底在哪里。
Jesus died for me.
耶稣为我而死。
Jesus was buried for me.
耶稣为我而埋葬。
Jesus was raised for me.
耶稣也为我而复活。
Jesus ascended to heaven for me.
耶稣为我升天。
Jesus is seated in the heavenlies at the Father's right hand for me.
耶稣也为我而坐在了天父的在天上的右天父右手边。
Because we feel really bad at those times, and we feel like God would be justified in just removing us from the planet.
And
Christians can become suicidal. Maybe somebody in here has felt this way. There is hope for the sinner.
对罪人来说，我们都有希望。
There is forgiveness through Christ.
因为从基督那里有有有赎罪。
There is hope.
有希望。
We can beat ourselves up pretty badly.
我们往往对自己有时候会很糟糕。
A term for this in English is self-loathing. Self-hating.
有时候会自己恨自己。有时候或者自己贬低自己。
And what you have to do is you have to remember the truths of the gospel.
那你要做的其实就是要不断的记着福音的真意是什么。
Do you guys ever sing the song Before the Throne of God Above?
你们有没有唱过在耶稣宝座前那首歌？
Yes, no. You ever heard of it?Jennifer, you guys ever sing Before the Throne of God Above? Are you familiar with that song? Okay. You need to learn this song. It is awesome.
那是首非常好的歌，希望大家都能去学。
Let me share some of the words as I throw more curveballs to my friend Nathan.
让我来分享几句里面的诗歌的经。
Before the Throne of God Above.
在天上神的宝座之前
I have a strong and perfect plea.
我有一个强烈的但是不完善的祈求
A great high priest whose name is love.
爱就是那位大祭司
Who ever lives and pleads for me.This is it. Do you have it side by side in Mandarin? When Satan tempts me to despair, right here, scroll up to that. When Satan tempts me to despair and tells me of the guilt within, he despairs, he feels terrible!
当撒旦来诱惑我让我犯罪告诉我的愧疚的时候那我当我向上看看到他在那里他使我的罪恶他使我的罪更结束放弃，这我们也往往有时候觉得非常的想要放弃的。
Because the sinless Savior died, my sinful soul is counted free.
那正是那位无罪的救赎主他死了，那我的罪的灵魂才可以才被释放。
For God the just is satisfied to look on Him and This is preaching the gospel to yourself.
这就是对你自己来传福音。
Remember what Jesus did.
记着耶稣基督他做了什么。
And I would recommend you learn this song.
我也会推荐大家来学习这首诗歌。
I'm pretty sure it was written by the Gettys. A wonderful Christian couple that write some tremendous modern songs. That's why you won't find this song in your hymn book.
我想他是一对非常虔诚的基督徒夫妇写的。
Your old self was crucified.
你自己的旧人。
And I'm back in Romans 6, excuse me.
让我们一起来回到这第六章第六节的地方。
This is still review, my goodness. Your body of sin was done away with.
那你的罪恶之身已被消除。
These terms refer to the body plunged into sinful practices and habits as a result of Adam's fall.
那这上面的意思就是说是指我们的那些罪恶的身体一些犯罪的行为的身体就是由于亚当的跌倒而陷入犯罪的行为。
These interchangeable terms we have here, the old man, flesh, body,
这些可以互相转换的这些词语，
叫
人肉体和罪身。
We have within ourselves a sin nature.
我们身体本身是有一个罪的属性。
When we're saved, we get a new nature.
当我们被救的时候，我们拿到了，我们有一个新的属性。
But we still have the old nature too.
但是我们旧的属性还是在那里。
And they fight against each other.
所以说他们往往在自己争，在征战。
We also have the Holy Spirit.
我们也有那圣灵。
But just because we have the Holy Spirit does not mean that we no longer have an old nature.
那但是即使我们有了圣灵，这并不意味着我们就去除了那我们以前的属性。
This is why you have a war within.
这就是为什么在你的里面你有一个战争。
It rages inside the Christian.
在你里面有那战争。
But because Jesus is never going to die again, you don't have to live in sin.
但正是因为耶稣他不会再死，因此我们也不用在罪中而活。
The meaning of might be done away with was to be released from.Or by removal from a former sphere of control.
这个往往的意思就是说要我们从当中得到释放，得到摆脱。
You're no longer a slave to sin.
你也不会再做罪的奴仆。
Your spiritual freedom was secured.
那你属灵的里面也是有得到安然无故。
You are free from sin's dominion.
你也会从罪的统治下来得到自由。
And you are free because of your justification.
你也因着你称义而得到自由。
That was review.
这是我们回顾我们上次。
So, this is now new stuff.
接下来是我们今天要新讲的。
You are greatly benefited through your union with Christ's resurrection.
那通过基督的复活，你们也将从联合中受益。
Verse 8.
在第八节之中。
Just realized I did not have the NIV pulled up. Thought I did, but I didn't. But now I do. All right, verse 8. Now if we died with Christ, we believe that we will also live with him.
第八节，我们若是与基督同死，就信必与他同活。
The life here spoken of is manifested here on earth by devotion to God and hereafter in the purity and blessedness of heaven.
那这里所说的生活是，也就是说在地球上所表现出对神的一种虔诚，那死后呢，在天堂里得到圣洁和祝福的一种得以体现。
You can live for God as a Christian.
你可以为主而活。
Look over 2 Corinthians chapter 5 and verse 17. 2 Corinthians 5:17. Second Corinthians, chapter 5, verse 7. Do you bring your Bibles to church? Always bring your Bible to church, even if it looks like this. Okay? Bring a Bible.
请大家一直都是带着你的圣经来教会。那我们来翻到哥林多后书第五章。
Second Corinthians, chapter 5, verse 17.
第五章第十七节。
Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, the new creation has come.The old has gone, the new is here.
若有人在基督里，他就是新造的人，旧事已过，都变成新的了。
You are a new creation.
你是一个新造的。
Through the power of the Holy Spirit.
是从圣灵里面新造的。
Now back to Romans 6.
那我们再回到罗马书这里。
Romans chapter 6, verse 8. Now if we...died with Christ, we believe that we will also live with Him.
那我们若是与基督同死，那但是我们就必信与他同活。
And I believe this is talking about living with Him and for Him on this earth.
我相信这是指与他同活在这地上。
There should be a difference between you and the unsaved.
应该对于你和没有得救的人，应该需要有个不同的地方，需要有区别。
You are a new creation.
因为你是新造的。
You should be different.
你应该不同。
I don't mean weird.
我不是指非常奇怪的不同。
I mean different.
我只是说你应该不同。
Distinct, separate.
你应该与他们区别出来。
I have on my desk this statement.
在我的书桌上有这样一份东西。
It's actually on a pen holder that I have in my desk.
在一个笔筒上面有这样几句话。
To make a difference, you have to be different.
你如果想要不同，你必须要你自己先要不同。
You can't change anything by adding more of the same.
你不可能改变。任何东西，如果你只是新加上去。
Turn over to Romans chapter 12.
让我们看到罗马书第十二章。
Romans chapter 12, verse 2.
十二章第二节。
Do not conform to the pattern of this world.But be transformed by the renewing of your mind, then you will be able to test and approve what God's will is, His good, pleasing, and perfect will.
不要效法这个世界，只要心意更新而变化，叫你们查验何为神的善良、纯全和喜悦的旨意。
Do not conform any longer to the pattern of this world.
不要效法这个世界。
Don't be worldly.
不要成为这个世俗的人。
Don't laugh at filthy jokes.
不要对那些不好的笑话而发笑。
Some things aren't funny.
有些东西其实并不好笑。
I don't laugh at jokes about hell.
我对有关地狱的这种笑话，我从来不会 发烧。
I recently changed my main job.
最近我换了一个工作。
I'd been working full-time for UPS air freight forwarding at the airport.
我以前是在 UPS 那里，他们的
air freight forwarding，
他们航运那部门工作。
The Lord has given me a full-time job now to replace that. I am a hospice chaplain for OSF.
但神为我预备了，我现在是 OSF 医院的住院的牧导。
So I'll get to minister to individuals who are terminally ill and to their families.
那我现在就可以对那些临终的家庭。
And I will be sharing the gospel a lot.
那我也会分享很多，对他们分享很多福音。
So when I was at UPS, I worked around a lot of unbelievers.
在 UPS 的时候，我和许多非信徒一起工作。
And sometimes they would share humor that was very wicked.
他们往往有时候会分享一些非常非常最对低俗的一些笑话。
And I had a choice to make when I heard that dirty, filthy joke.
那当我听到那些低俗笑话的时候，我就有一个选择要做。
Am I going to laugh along with them?
那我是要和他们一起来笑发笑呢？
Or am I going to express my displeasure?
那我还是要显示我的不愉快呢？
And the Lord helped me to do what I should do.
那神一直是在帮助我做我该做的。
To make a difference, you have to be different.
要改变，你就自己必须要不一样。
Do any of you use Facebook?
有人是用脸书吗？
Nobody? There's got to be some people who use Facebook in here.
有人用吗？
Yes, let's try that again. Do any of you use Facebook?
有没有人？
Okay, thank you. Thank you. Like my land. Nobody? Okay.
很意外，没有任何人。
I got into an interesting discussion on Facebook yesterday.
昨天我在脸书上和人有一个非常有意思的讨论。
It had to do with the pro-life position.
那个是关于生命的一个讨论。
It had to do with abortion.
关于堕胎的讨论。
I believe as Christians we should be strongly pro-life.
那作为基督徒来说，我们应当是应该要非常坚强的是
And we should defend the defenseless.
我们也应该要保为那些不能辩护的或不能保护自己的人来保护他们。
And one of the young ladies who was also commenting about this was very much on the other side of this issue.
那有一个年轻的女士，昨天她就是非常在另外一面再来讨论这件事情。
I'm mentioning pro-life arguments.
我是在阐述我支持生命的我的观点。
She was mentioning pro-abortion arguments.
但那位女士她是在支持堕胎的观点。
She was using very angry language.
她用了非常生气的语言。
I was using very calm language.
我用了非常平稳安稳的言语。
But guess what I was tempted to do?
但是你们能够猜到我想要做什么吗？
I was tempted to answer her in the same way she was talking about me.
我非常受到诱惑，想要去以同样的方式，以同样的这种语言来回答他。
Christians should act differently.
基督徒应该要有不同的作为。
In fact, there was more than once that I started typing a comment and I backspace.
往往我已经打了那些字，然后我慢慢的再把它全部消除掉。
My wife has been home with our kids for many years now.
那我太太和我的孩子在家已经很长时间。
But she used to work at Purdue University.
她以前是在普渡大学里工作。
When we were married.
那时候是我们结婚的时候。
And she had this statement on her desk on a little card.
那么在她的桌上那里也有这样一句话。
And this little card said, "Speak when you're angry."
那张小卡片上面有这样一句话，你生气时候所说的。
And you'll make the best speech you'll ever live to regret.
那你就会有你就必须要承担一个你永远会后悔的语言。
Speak when you're angry, and you'll make the best speech you'll ever live to regret.
生气时候所说的话，你就会永远后悔一辈子。
I'm trying to live out my life.In what I'm preaching to you.
我一直是尝试着在以我的自己生活的方式来。
I am far from perfect.
我也完全不是完美的。
I fail Christ often.
我往往会在基督那里失败。
Wretched man that I am.
就像是我这样的人。
Who will set me free from this body of death?
谁能让我从这个身体里得自由？
I thank God through Jesus Christ our Lord.
我想就是通过我们的救主耶稣基督。
I can live a life devoted to Jesus Christ.
我可以过着一个致力基督耶稣的生活。
I can become progressively more holy.
我可以慢慢的成圣。
You remember this?
你们记得这个吗？
Three steps forward, two steps back. This is a picture of spiritual growth.
三步往前，两步退后，这是灵里的成长。
When we read our Bible, we pray, we come to church, we take three steps forward.
我们读经、祷告、来教会，我们往前走三步。
We sin.
我们犯罪。
We take two steps back.
然后我们往后退了两步。
We repent.
我们认罪。
We confess our sins.
我们承认我们犯的罪。
We ask forgiveness.
我们祈求宽恕。
We pick up our Bibles again.
我们再拿起我们的圣经。
This book will keep you from sin, or sin will keep you from this book.
这本圣经能够使你远离罪恶。
We take three steps forward again.
我们又往前走了三步。
And then we sin again.
我们可能又会犯罪。
And we confess and we repent.
我们承认罪，我们悔改。
And we get going, growing again, and we still fail.
我们继续成长，但是有时也会失败。
But again, what have we made?
那但是整个过程怎样呢？
Progress.
我们成长，我们渐渐的成长。
Now, Christ likeness.Perfect Christ-likeness, it's about a light year that way.
基督是这样的吗？完美的基督不是这样，他一进到就像光速一样，他已经在前面。
How far is a light year?
光年是多远？
It's a long way. How far does light travel in a second?
光一秒能够走多少?
Do you remember? Did you just tell him? What is it? Did you know? Did you learn that at school? No, I thought you were telling him. Sorry, I didn't embarrass you, which I just did. It's 186,000 miles per second. I don't know what it is in kilometers. But it's 186,000 miles per second.
差不多是186,000英里一秒钟。
And some of you are Googling that right now. It's okay. It's like going around the earth like 8 or 9 times in a second.
一秒钟它应该差不多就能环绕这个地球大概8到9圈。
So if that's a light second, think about how far light travels in a year.
那这个是光速一秒，那你可以想象，那一光年的话，它可以有多远？
Christ likeness is a light year or more further. I'm never going to get there.
基督就像是光年那样，已经在很远地方，我可能永远不会达到那里。
I'm never going to be completely like Jesus.
我不可能像我可能永远不会像基督那样。在我自己平时的操练当中，可能永远不会。在每天的生活中。
But I'm already completely like Christ in what way?
但是我已经在某一种程度上，怎样已经像完全像了耶稣基督呢？
Practically, I'm never going to be like Jesus.
在事实上我永远不可能成为但是在哪一种方面我已经像基督了作为我从我们的位置上来讲
I have all the righteousness of Christ imputed to my account
因为基督的那些义都已经算作是我的义了。
And that's why if I die, I believe the angels will take me straight to heaven.
这就是为什么，如果我相信，如果我死了，那天使就将我接到，就会将我马上接到天堂上去。
My salvation is not dependent on my performance.
我的救赎不是根据我的作为。
Jesus paid it all.
因为耶稣已经为我付出了。
All to him I owe.
他对于耶稣我欠他全部。
Sin had left a crimson stain.
罪已经对我没有法。
He washed it white as snow.
他已经像雪一样的白雪一样的那么洁净。
Jesus paid it all.
因为耶稣他为我们付了全部。
Back to Romans 6.
那回到罗马书第六章这里。
We're in verse 8, Romans 6, 8.
我们还在第八节这里。
If we died with Christ, we believe that we will also live with him.
我们与基督同死，我们相信也必将与他同活。
Believe. This is a present tense verb. This means we are constantly, continually believing that we will live with him.
那相信这个词在这就是个现在时动词，就是意味着我们是一直不断的相信。
Also, the word used for know in verse 9, knowing that Christ, having been raised from the dead, is never to die again, death no longer is master over him.That word know is a different word, oida. It means I know with the connotation of absolute possessed knowledge.
那这第九节中这里有一个词是知道。那这个词它知道呢它是具有一种绝对的拥有的知识含义。
This is why we should be confident that we can live for Christ.
这就是为什么我们需要有绝对的信心，我们在主里，我们在耶稣那里而活。
Paul is laying out arguments for how we should be encouraged that we can actually live for Christ in this life.
保罗就提到过啊，我们能够怎样能够完全确信我们与基督能够同活。
Here are several things that we know.
有这样几件，有几点我们是确信的，我们是确知的。
Jesus will never die again.
耶稣啊，基督他是永远不会再死。
Death is no longer his master.
死也不再是他的主人。
It was for 3 days and 3 nights.
只是三天和三夜。
But never again.
再也不会。
He died to sin.
他在罪里面。
Once for all.
他为罪而只死一次。
He continually lives to God.
那他今天他也继续着向着神而活。
Today. What's he doing today? Part of what Jesus is doing. What is he doing?
那大家觉得神现在他在干什么呢？耶稣他现在在干嘛呢？
Is Jesus doing anything today?
耶稣今天在干什么呢？
He is our intercessor.
他是我们的代祷者。
He prays for us.
他在为我们代祷。
He intercedes for us.
他为我们代求。
Why do we need him to intercede for us?
我们为什么需要他来为我们代求？
Why do we need Jesus to intercede for us?
我们为什么要我们需要耶稣为我们代求？
Well, we sin, right?
因为我们犯罪了。
And the Bible also says we have an accuser.
圣经里面也提到过我们有一个来诅咒我们的人。
Who is our accuser?
那来那个人是谁呢？
That's Satan. Revelation chapter 12 and verse 8.The accuser of our brethren has been thrown down, who accuses them before our God day and night.
那就是撒旦。那么在启示录，
Revelation chapter 12 and verse 10.
那在启示录第十二章第十节这里，他就说到
Revelation 12:10.
我听见在天上有大声音说，我神的救恩能力国度并他基督的权柄现在都来了，因为那在我们神面前昼夜控告我们的我们弟兄的已经被摔下去了。
Jesus intercedes for us.
耶稣在替我们祈求。
In part because Satan accuses us.
部分原因是因为撒旦一直在那里指控我们。
And if you want a good example
如果你想要一个好的例子
of Satan accusing,
那好的一个撒旦在那里控告指控我们的例子
What book of the Bible has this in its first two chapters?
哪一卷书它前面两章都提到这个
Job,
约伯记
The book of Job.
那就是在约伯记
Yeah. Yeah. And by the way, who picked the fight with whom?
在约伯记里面，到底谁挑起了这个征战
？God did.
是神。
Have you considered my servant Job?
他提到你有没有看到我的仆人约伯呢
？There's no one like him in all the earth who fears God and hates evil.
那在世上没有像他这样。
What did Satan say?
那撒旦他说什么
？Well, does he serve you for nothing?
他。为了你，他难道只是什么都不为就来服侍你吗
？You've blessed him in every way.
因为你在多样的大大的赐福于他。
You take away all the stuff he has, he'll curse you to the face. And the contest was on. Accuser. Now, I don't know why God let Satan into his throne room. That blows my mind. And my kids would say that's a small explosion. That was a joke, by the way. I don't understand it. But God allows Satan into his presence and he accuses us before God's throne day and night. And that's one of the reasons we need Jesus to pray for us. I don't know how that conversation goes. But maybe something like this. God, did you see Scott Shelburne down there? He just lost his temper with his wife. He was impatient with her. He was cruel to her. And then the Son of God steps in. Father, you know this. But he's one of mine. I died for that sin. Is that how those conversations go? I don't know. I know Satan accuses. And I know Jesus defends. We have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ the righteous. We have a defense attorney. Jesus. He continually lives to God today.
And
our last verse for our text today is verse 11. Do I have it on here? I do not. In the same way, count yourselves dead to sin, but alive to God in Christ Jesus.
Romans 6:11.
Christ is never going to die again. Therefore, I never have to live in sin again. This is true. There is a direct connection to Christ not ever dying again and my not ever having to live in bondage to sin. Just as there is a direct connection to Christ rising again and my ability to live for God. Because Jesus is never going to die again, I don't have to live in sin. And because Jesus rose again, I can live for God.
也正是因为耶稣的复活，我也可以向着神而活。
I will never be sinless.
我不可能永远没罪。
But I can sin less.
但是我可以减少我的犯罪。
I'll never be sinless.
我不可能没罪。
But I can sin less.
但是我可以减少犯罪。
And you can too.
你也可以。
Because of our connection to Christ. Because of our union with Christ. This is a blessed reality for every Christian. Let's stand together for prayer. Heavenly Father, I pray for my friends here at Peoria Chinese Christian Church. Bless them.
祝福他们,
help them to walk with you.
帮助他们,
bless Pastor Elijah Lee.
祝福林牧师,
help him.
帮助他,
bless Dr. Jeffrey Liang.
也祝福梁医生,
as he serves as an elder here.
因为他在这里,
Bless the deacons here. Bless all the members here. Bless the families here. Satan would love to destroy them.
撒旦他会想要破坏。
I pray that you would defeat the adversary here.
那我祈求你会击败撒旦。
Help husbands to love their wives.
帮助丈夫们爱妻子。
Help wives to show reverence to their husbands.
也帮助妻子们敬重丈夫。
Help the children to obey and honor their parents.
帮助孩子们能够听从父母话。
Help the fathers to not provoke their children to wrath.
也帮助做父母的不要惹孩子生气。
I pray for the unsaved here that they would come to know Jesus as Lord and Savior. Thank you for our union with Christ. And help us to live in the light of that reality. I pray in Jesus' name. Amen.